Yeah, it's nice.
Talk about signing Trevor Scott. What do you like about him? What do you think he brings to the team?
Just a guy that we thought we want to take a look at and see if he can help us be better. You know, so we got a couple practices and we got a game to look at him, and we'll determine from there.
See a guy who does he better at rushing the passer? Is he better as a run stopper? What does he?
Well, we wouldn't bring him here if we didn't think he was a good football player. He's good. He's a good all-around player. You know, we're going to take a look at him and see how he fits, if he fits.
Pleased with where your team is at this point in the preseason?
I don't think coaches are ever pleased. You know, I'm not. No, but I didn't expect to be. A lot of time frustration comes from unfulfilled expectations. Well, if you make your expectations high, then you shouldn't be frustrated. So.
Hines, has anything developed with him in a positive manner? Is he over that toe injury?
He's not over it yet, no.
Is that starting to have an impact on his ability to make this team? Or what?
Sure. It's having an impact on a lot of things. Well, we have one kicker in camp, basically, for the entire camp, so he's been doing all the kicking. Now his leg's getting tired as well.
Are you bringing in some kickers then to look at to try to augment that on Thursday?
Mm-hmm. On what?
To try to add to maybe that. Change that situation? Are you bringing in some guys Thursday to look at, I guess? That's
well,
out there that you're going to work some kickers.
Yeah, we're bringing guys in, yeah. I'm not sure what day it is.
What's your thoughts about how the job Demke's done?
He's done a good job, yeah.
Is Chris Owusu healthy? Is he practiced today?
He did not practice, no.
Greg, there's a report that Nix's blister is on the same toe that he had the surgery on. Is that true, or is it another part of the foot?
I already told you guys that yesterday. I told you it's on a different part of the foot. So I've never not told you, and that's more than I probably should tell you, right? Is that accurate? I shouldn't be telling you that where on what body. I could say it's a body part. It's a foot. But I told you it's not on the big toe. So, I mean, asking me again, that's a little bit that we haven't had that yet since I've been here. I told you yesterday it's not on the toe, the surgically repaired toe. So,
is there any clarity on this situation? Has it got better improvement? Is there?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. You know, he's got the medication's got to run its course.
Greg, is there anything new to report on Jeff Demps? Is he any closer to joining his team? Do you know yet? Has there been enough time for that?
I'm not. Supposedly he's coming. I don't know. You know. We'll see. I don't worry about guys that aren't here.
Well,
you know, guys that aren't here, they can't help us. He can't help us win right now. So he's not helping us get better right now. He's running track somewhere. So if he's going to do that when he gets here, if he can help us win, he'll be part of it. If he gets here and he can't help us win, he can go back and run track. I mean, we're here to win games, and that's what we're going to do.
How did David Joseph rebound from his practice yesterday, and was he back out there?
Great.
Today?
Yeah, he practiced again full day today. Did a good job. Very good job.
What was Darrell Reeves's?
Good.
Today.
Yeah,
he worked as well.
He did. He worked the whole practice. It's good. Yeah, excited about those two guys.
You said yesterday Daquan Bowers looked pretty good to you in the game, that you liked some stuff that you saw from him. What was it in the game that you liked out of him?
Just the things we've been asking him to do. He did some of them more consistently. Still a long way to go, but yeah. It was a positive move, you know, in the right direction.
Those battles that you talked about coming into camp, you know, tight end, outside linebacker, backup running back, is there any more clarity on that? Are they still as tight as they were when you get started?
Tight end, it's hard to tell, right, because Stocker has not practiced very much or played very much. Seems like every time he gets going, something happens. So it's not his fault, but it's bad luck, whatever you want to call it. But so that has hurt the position. Crabtree has worked his tail off. Nate Bynum has worked his tail off. So it's just going to have to sort itself out. One of the key guys we were counting on hasn't done much. The running back position, I think, has cleaned it up itself up pretty well. I think we got some good choices there. We just got to decide what and how many. What was the third one you asked?
Outside the weak, or Mike, sorry.
You mean a strong side linebacker?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great competition. If you've noticed, they've even taken turns going with the ones and stuff. They're driving each other. And, hey, if we play two of them, that's fine with me too. Because they're both key special teams contributors, you know. Jonathan does a little more in our sub package too, so I think there's going to be plenty of plays to go around for those guys, but they're two key guys in our entire kind of picture there.
Has he been a pleasant surprise given the fact that he didn't get a whole lot of time in the Orleans?
Jonathan?
Yes.
Remember, I have a long history with him, so I kind of thought he'd be a good player for us. That's why we signed him. But so it wasn't really a surprise. I'm glad he's playing at a high level, though. He's a very physical player. There's some plays in games and practice where you just say this guy loves contact.
How about the Leonard Johnson, Jonathan Banks duel? Greg, any more clarity there?
They're both playing hard. They're both competing hard. So clarity, I'm not sure if I could tell you, today this guy or that guy, no. But
one guy more suited maybe for the nickel.
Well, Leonard's been playing the nickel. Jonathan hasn't. So, Jonathan couldn't jump in there now and do it. He hasn't practiced it at all. Leonard, I think, can be a good nickel someday. I just don't know if that someday's the eighth. We'll have to figure that out. That's a different feel in there. It's kind of a hybrid. It's half safety, half – it wouldn't make sense. You can't have three halves. It's a third safety, a third linebacker, and a third corner, depending on what we're doing, whether it's a nickel situation or a sub situation. So those guys really have to be – that's why – Rondé for all those years was such a valuable guy because, everybody says, I'll make him a nickel, make him a nickel. That's a hard job. Yeah, it's a lot of things you got to be good at.
Rick, can you give us a synopsis of what's going on at fullback? Eric Laurie still got a boot on his foot.
Yeah.
He's not back. What do you got Spencer, I guess. Can Leonard play that spot effectively for you? Can Hillis do it? Can James do it?
We'll have a lot of different combinations when we want to be two back, because you're right. Right now, Lorig is not, he's still in a boot. Spencer hasn't been full go. He's had some issues. I think today he may have done more than he's done in the last week. So we do it with tight ends. We do it with, like you said, Leonard. And Mike James has done some. But it's certainly not ideal. It's not what the plan was to, we did want to work different tight ends in there. But that was going to be more of a strategic thing than a must-have to do. So, yeah, that's not a great situation right now. Yep.
Is Leonard healthy? You mentioned yesterday he had some sort of strain. He kept him out of the game.
No, he is healthy, and he could have played in the game Friday night. I said that, just that's the reason that we said we didn't even dress him. We just said, just get treatment. Let's get ready for next week. He could have played in the game and done fine. But we wanted to see those other guys run the ball, and we already saw him do his special teams work, and So we felt like, why even mess around with it? If something could get retweaked, it wouldn't be worth it for the limited amount of play he was going to see. He's done fine. He's been out in practice doing a good job. No, something here, like his hip or something. Yeah.
Can we talk about preseason games versus practice? And certainly you can control some things in practice. But I think you mentioned the headsets went out in the game. You're laughing at me. I think you mentioned that the headsets went out in the game. Is that the kind of thing you can't simulate that the games are valuable for?
Yeah, all that stuff's good. That's why we like to do the situational stuff out there. Now, even though it's a walkie-talkie, it's still the same communication device for the linebackers and for the quarterback.
So you cut it off,
yeah, we'll do all kind of. We'll make that. We'll put the noise right behind Rob. As Rob's calling in the defense, all they hear is music. Sometimes that happens when the wires get quote unquote crossed. But that's all stuff you got. We have hand signals. You got to be able to do all that stuff on the fly and sub people and. When you have 90 guys, it's a little more difficult. And I get frustrated because I see, guys aren't sure. And there's no excuse for that, in my opinion. I don't care if you have 150 guys. You got to have that down. And that nothing irks me more than that. So all those game day things, and that's why all the work with New England was so good, not just the game, but we did a lot of situational work. Both teams on the sideline, both staffs other than me and Bill on the sideline. That's what coaches, players, organizations need to get ready for the season. You see so much sloppy stuff at the beginning of the year. Just because guys aren't accustomed to it. So we're trying to get out in front of it. But it's, some stuff is hard to predict.
When you play these preseason games, particularly the first couple of games when your first teamers are in there, how much emphasis do you place on the results or how they're doing in those? Or do you look at it and say, well, it's still early, we're just working on things?
Well, there's a lot that goes into preseason games. Like, obviously, you guys see the combinations of people that are out there. But the other things are, yeah, we would do this, but we would do that, but you would adjust this, but we don't do it. We want to see, we would help the tackle, but we would. There's a lot of those buts that I think some people maybe do more, some people do less, and it's a personal decision, a personal preference. So that's what makes it weird to judge, you know, not only the personnel, but also how much preparation time goes into that. You know, we take the school of thought a little bit more. I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I don't know what other people do. But our philosophy is we focus on the Bucks. So we do show them some stuff about the opponent, but it's like day before or day of. Now, this week's a little different. This week we prepare a little bit more just kind of for ourselves to get a groove on a game week. It's not officially, and it's a different timing and all that stuff, but they go through the parts of the preparation just so the new guys get a feel for it and the old guys, you know, the vets get a, what would the word be, just get themselves back in the groove.
So would it be fair to say that maybe you're not as critical on the performances of certain players as somebody not in the organization might be? In other words, we might look at Josh and say, well, he doesn't look like he's playing well, where you may look at it in a different way.
Yeah, you know, and again, what did he have? I don't know how many reps he had. Maybe, you know, if he had 20, he had a lot, right? But, you know, I look at that drive. Everything feels different when Ogletree makes that, because that's a Hall of Fame throw. Right? It's a 30-yard bullet. And just get your hands together and make the catch. All of a sudden, we're on the plus side of the field, and, ooh, that feels good, you know. But, as you know, as a fan or as someone who's watching the game, you know, I sit there and say, okay, we didn't help, we didn't chip. We should have completed that. We got to do that. And until you do it, you're not worth a dime, you know. But I have confidence we're going to do that. I have confidence in our guys. This week will be interesting because we're going to play some football this weekend, you know, with the guys being together. And you can develop a chemistry, no doubt, on the practice field in the different areas of the building. But there's certain chemistry just to see how other guys perform under stress. But again, at the end of the day, this isn't really, you know, I don't think any of the guys that are out there don't think they're going to make the team at the beginning of the game. You know, does that make sense? So it's not truly the stress of winning an NFL football game, but they're competitors, and they make it that. Once it's time to play, they make it that.
Are you surprised at some of the criticism that's been leveled at your quarterback, Greg, overall? Or has it come with the position?
Different criticism than you mean the offseason? Is there more now?
There's a new one today.
There's a new one today? I am not even aware of it, Ira. That's how much I live in this bunker, one buck bunker. But nothing surprises me, trust me. I mean, that goes with being the quarterback and the head coach, and probably the quarterback even more than the head coach is open to a lot of that. But nothing would surprise me. But the only thing that he needs to know is the only people that really matter is his teammates, his coach, and his owners and management. Those are the people that make the decisions around here. So he just needs to keep going the way. And I think he's had a really good camp, so far. And, you know, that's the thing that we're getting the players to understand. We're still in training camp. Even though we're getting ready for this Miami deal, this is training camp, you know. And when we get to jet preparation, then it's not training camp. So,
thank you.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.